Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Don't worry, everything's calm. It's Tuesday. Don't be confused. Long weekend. Takes everybody by surprise. Oh, my God. Already Tuesday. Let's get right to it. Who wants to start with Bottle Rock? You kids who went to Bottle Rock.
I didn't get to go, so I don't get to talk.
What?
No, I didn't.
What the hell happened?
Well, one of my kids was sick or whatever. It's kid drama.
I'm so sorry.
You know kid drama, right?
I am well aware of kid drama.
Kid drama, everyone. It's a real thing. Don't tell yourself, you know,
won't happen to me. I'm going to have some kids. Everybody else suffers, not I.
I do want you to be on the bright side, you know, but also kid drama is unavoidable. Oh. And there I'd gotten the van fixed, tuned up.
Mm-mm-mm.
Friday night, I dropped it off. Saturday morning, I went surfing with my boy, Brian, and then we went and got the van. Mm. And I'm home and I'm showered now.
Right. Let's get all packed up.
I get the word that it's not happening, and I'm like, yeah, but we're still going to go.
Where's Mako? You leave the kid here, right?
Oh, we're not?
That's one less kid. That's easier.
Oh, I wanted to see, and so did Edie. Like, we wanted to see Benson Boone. Oh. And I heard, Maddie's going to tell us everything in a second, I heard he stole the weekend.
Mm.
I don't know if that's true, but that's what I heard.
And then he went to the American Music Awards and did like a two-story flip in the air. I mean, that guy, he knows how to do stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't get to see Benson. I didn't go Saturday. We had my goddaughter recently passed, and we had her memorial. But Friday, I'm thinking about parking. One of our listeners, Maria, texted me.
Oh, Maria from Napa.
Yep. Place in her driveway for myself
goodness.
And Charlene, who went with me. I got there at 5, saw Public Enemy, which blew my mind.
Oh, boy.
I was so excited for Public Enemy. The crowd, it was a little bougie crowd. I don't think it was a PE crowd other than me. I think I'm the only person who like was rapping every song along with them.
Was it on the main stage or when
it was on a side stage. Okay. So it was great. I will say this. There was one disappointment. I've seen every lineup of Sublime. I've seen Sublime Original. I've seen Sublime with Rome. And now
Rome was freaking great.
The kid is just not a singer. He's just not
that's
good.
That's too bad.
Yeah, they had to.
Yeah, it's a bummer. This is the son of Brad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was like watching somebody in their car kind of singing.
I thought I heard that kid was pretty good.
And then when he gets to the chorus, then he'd be like pretty good. The song, like the part everybody knows.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, it was, and it might have been some of the sound mixing, but I just don't think the kids.
When I heard Rome,
good.
I was like, they got their guy.
Mm. Rome was fantastic.
He sounded spot on in every song, perfectly. Like, I thought he was great.
I was a big fan of Rome.
Yeah,
I met the guy. I liked the guy. I thought he was great with Sublime. But so it was a little bit of a disappointment. But Green Day was great. There was a few listeners there. One named Sarah, who was a super fan, came up screaming to me the song "Maddie's on the Show."
Sang
it
right.
Yeah, sang it to me and everything. It was really cute. Met a couple other listeners there who just nice folks, just stop you and say hi and everything. But I haven't been to a concert where I stayed the entire show for a long time. Mm. And I stood on my terrible hips for 6 hours, but I saw every bit of Green Day. And when they finished, Flava Flav came out on stage with the band and waved to the crowd too. It was,
my God.
You could tell there's some mutual love.
They didn't
there.
Do a song though.
No, they did not do a song though. But, it was a grand. It's a beautiful venue. Our promotions team, Danae and Kalia, were there, and they were wonderful. With the fans. Marcy from the other station was broadcasting, and she got to interview
fun.
Green Day. And
what fun!
Yeah, so
I'm jealous.
It's a beautiful event. It's definitely not my crowd 100%, but I definitely felt a little bit older, but I did feel like, especially during the...
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
I thought we were getting into the West Virginia stuff again.
No.
Nobody had on Daisy Dukes and a
coonskin hat.
Yeah. Well, and I was in the VIP section, so it definitely was not as, crazy as the rest of the place, but I sang every Green Day song with them, every song I knew, it was just, they were, you know, they're always wonderful, but, yeah, it was great. I haven't been to a festival in a very long time, and I had a blast.
I'm so glad to hear it.
Now, listen to me for one second.
Okay.
I will tell you what I did do. I didn't go to Bottle Rock, but
I think, hold on, let me guess what you did. The same thing that we did, and we were like two thumbs down. Go on.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Friday night, I was like, I have homework and I got to get this done. And I put on a movie called Pacific Heights.
Mm.
Now, you'd seen it or you hadn't seen it?
I had seen it. I think I'm the only one who's seen it. And I've seen it twice. I saw it in the movie theaters.
Oh.
And I saw it after we moved here because we were like, oh, we should watch that
sure.
again and see what's up
oh, there's,
with that.
There's a lot of footage of San Francisco.
Mm, not particularly Pacific Heights, San Francisco, but
doesn't
San Francisco.
Matter. No one's going to know that outside of the Bay Area.
A little but LA thrown in there too. Once,
yes.
So a couple
it
shots.
Sounds like we all watched it. Now, had you seen it, Bob's
I
Movie Club?
I haven't seen it and I haven't watched it yet. So oh, let's boy. Not get too into it.
Okay.
We but actually Maddie might be boycotting DL. This as a movie.
Oh, you didn't love it?
I really did think to myself, I can't believe I ever had a positive thought about this movie.
Oh.
Like, the acting is so bad. Like, the writing is bad. The acting is bad. If Michael Keaton is bad in a movie, you know it's a bad movie.
I didn't think he was bad, or certainly he wasn't the weakest link. There was a scene, though, and I had to look it up. You know what? We're ruining it. We should not do it.
Let's do this on Thursday.
Okay. All right.
I did my homework
fine,
is my
we'll
point.
Do it. Yes.
I did
I'll
my
finish.
Homework.
I watched about 25 minutes of it. I was like... And John is just like huffing, but like, oh, this is,
oh, my gosh.
Oh, cut.
Well.
I can't wait to hear your thoughts on it.
I can't wait to have our first bomb at Bob's Movie Club.
Well,
and that can be just Bob's as fun I as, listen, as a winner,
I don't think I hated it as much as they did.
Okay.
Great.
And honestly, there
Maybe
were people who texted in and said, Vin, this is going to trigger you. And there's definitely thematically or the sort of the who this person is, I despise it.
Well, and he's a renter and they're landlords.
Yes.
And if you've ever heard, Vinny has had some run-ins.
Well, one. But I mean, it wasn't even my house. It was, whatever.
All right, save it for Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, I'll finish it. Did you finish it, Maddie?
I did. I finished it.
Oh, geez.
I did too.
I got 25 minutes in.
You turned it off?
John was just huffing and puffing. Oh, I can't believe this is the one she picked. He's all mad at you. You guys are going to be even mad.
Me and John have beef already.
Well, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll start watching and go, oh, no, John, turns out John's right about this one.
Well, let me know if he has any suggestions for next week.
Oh, John gets to suggest stuff, but we don't.
No, you get to suggest. You just don't get to decide.
I see. Bob's Movie Club.
But let's talk about it.
She gets to pick
By
the
way, when you meet John,
Bob's Movie Club.
He's the nicest guy in the world, and you're going to get on great with him. Like, he may hate your movie, but he's awesome.
He's very forgiving.
Yeah.
Sometimes watching a bad movie can be even more fun than watching
It can
a
be. Stuff. That is true. Sometimes, like, did you ever see The Room, the one with...
I actually haven't. It's on my watch
list. You should look at that because it's... But watch it with a bunch of friends because that's when it's funny. Like, everybody can't believe what they're seeing.
I want to rewatch that
you
one.
You got
that,
it. We
yeah,
should have a watch
in mind.
Party.
That's
yeah.
a really good one to rewatch.
I'm not watching that. That is a total waste of time.
You'll laugh your ass off.
I
the thing
won't.
You can't believe what this person
I
put on film.
Love
it's so
that
good.
Movie.
Oh,
Look,
my God. Me too. I've seen it 100 times.
Pacific Heights is of a time.
Yes.
So there's no question that movie making hadn't gone green screen yet.
Oh, no. Yep.
And movies, as you look back at movies from, like, I don't know, I guess that, what is that?
It was 1990, I think.
Okay. Movies were just smaller. They took place in like three places.
And there were some weird sort of nods to like gay pride, but then also they used a phrase like minority scammer. And I thought, what? Like the guy who's initially trying to rent the apartment, the Matthew Modine character is like, says, I was like, who puts that? Who says that? A, you know, was that ever a thing? I just couldn't believe it. Anyways,
Thursday
morning at 6 o'clock in the morning. And you have until then to watch this horrible, horrible movie. That apparently, I don't know, maybe I'm the only one who hates
it
this much.
You brought up and said was so good.
I did like it. I remembered liking it.
Oh, you suggested this?
I didn't suggest it. She said we should move it to.
It had come up and she said it was good.
It's good.
Yeah.
And you were coming out of the LA movie and you picked San Francisco for a reason. Okay.
Yeah.
You're behind this, huh?
I'm not behind this. I didn't suggest it, but when she brought it up, I thought, oh, that'll be a good one. I remember liking that. But yeah, it was really, I was like, this is not as good as I remember it being, that's for sure. All right.
Wow, I can't wait. I know. I can't wait to watch it.
All right. You picked a very controversial one. So anybody who wants to join us for Bob's Movie Club, she gets to pick them.
You should have sing that with John. Have John put that together, what you're doing right now.
The Bob's Movie Club. I have been singing Bob's Movie Club all weekend because we started that movie and like, oh my God.
Well,
Bob's
Movie Club. Roll tape.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you do have a studio and stuff.
You know, though, it does. Those things do take time. And I got to, you know, sweet talk John into it.
Hey, Johnny.
Which won't be hard. That's what she said. All right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco.
Good thing you said it because I wasn't going to.
I knew we were all thinking it. All right. Did I say the whole thing? I did, yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. We're legal. We'll see you in a second after this.
What?
Wake up. Thank you with Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.